This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services is investigating imported, unapproved, genetically modified petunias. The USDA says the GE petunias produce various hues of orange, red, and purple-colored flowers. The petunias have been imported into the U.S. from Africa, Asia, Central America, Europe, South America, as well as the countries of Australia, Israel, and Mexico, and have been distributed without proper authorization. USDA says APHIS is working in close cooperation with breeders and growers represented by the American Seed Trade Association and American Hort to ensure the GE petunia varieties are withdrawn from distribution. APHIS says petunias are annual, ornamental plants that have no compatible wild relatives in the United States. Several distributors have already voluntarily removed the petunias from distribution and destroyed them in accordance with APHIS guidance. Well, this week's state crop report says producers continued planting soybeans last week, and a lot of producers began replanting corn. There were 4 days that allowed field work for the week ending May 21st. Statewide, the average temp was 67 degrees, and that was just 3 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 1 6/10 of an inch, and topsoil moisture supply rated 1% short, 64% adequate, and 35% surplus, while subsoil moisture supply rated 1% short, 71% adequate, and 28% surplus. Looking at planting and crop progress, corn planted was at 89% compared to the 5-year average of 90, and of that 89, 67% was emerged compared to 75 last year and the 5-year average of 69%. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 12% poor, 34% fair, 44% good, and 7% excellent. In soybeans planted were at 48%, and of those 48, 18% had emerged. And looking at winter wheat headed had reached 94%. Winter wheat looked pretty good, rated 11% very poor, 16% poor, 29% fair, 37% good, and 7% excellent. And now it's time for a local crop update. Today we'll see how things have progressed this spring for the Hartke family as we talk with David Hartke of Macoupin County.
Farm in southwest Litchfield, kind of southwest of Illinois State Police headquarters. That's our main farm, and kind of a corn-soybean rotation. Do have some cattle and a few horses and a few mules and things like that. I farm with my parents that are still here today, that they give me a lot of help, and I've got an awful good wife. She helps me a tremendous amount, and I've also got 3 kids that are getting college years and last high school years, and they help an awful lot also.
Well, sounds like you've got a great operation going. I know you've been farming for a number of years. So how are things going this spring, David, planting-wise? About how far along are you, and how do things look?
Katie, we're in the same boat as everybody in this area. I mean, it's of course, everybody knows now that it's got a really wet, and we started off extremely early for this area, kind of in that there 21st of March we got started with some planting some corn, and kind of wish now we wouldn't have stopped. Too bad we couldn't have planted it all on the 21st or 22nd there. It's that corn looks very well, and should have kept going at that point in time. But since then, of course, we're in the same boat like everybody else, and it's rained a lot, and we have replanted and spotted in some corn, and we're all done except for 35 acres of some first-time beans that I didn't want to plant last week ahead of this rain.
All right. Well, sounds good. As you said, you're in the same boat as everybody. Unfortunately, we've had a little bit too much rain so far. David, you said you've got some livestock. You've got cattle on your farm. So do you have spring calves, fall calves, and how are things going there?
Doing very well this year, Katie. We run approximately 45 head of Black Angus cattle. Start calving approximately April 1st, and kind of let Mother Nature kind of help us there. It's We calve basically in the timber or in the, on the grass pastures and stuff, and it's usually about that time of year. The good Lord can help us just a little bit. And so, but getting along better this year than I would say in some years past. The calves are closer together this year, and we're pretty well along on the calving season. Some years, like especially last year, we were strung out till August, and all we'll have some of them later ones yet this year, but getting along a lot better this year. So we've got those calves are being born now, and then we've also got their calves from last year, and we fatten out all those calves. And so when they're short, we'll be getting rid of those in February or March typically, and then they'd be short 2 year old, something like that, when we get rid of them fat cattle. So approximately, we should have approximately 135 head around here by July or August between the calves and the yearlings and the old cows.
It's Monday today as we're talking, so we've got the rest of the week ahead of us. So plans for the rest of this week?
We'll be back in the truck, of course, this week. Still hauling old corn, sitting on old corn just like everybody else. But need to do that. And then just repairs and maintenance with livestock. There seems like there's always a broken board or something that should be repaired or something like that. So those are some entities there that I've got to get caught up on, too. And just typical maintenance. Our equipment-wise and stuff, we keep that stuff maintained fairly well, and then we don't have too many breakdowns, but there's always something you should be looking at or whatever. But we did get some hay put up last week, and we got it up dry, and that worked out very well. And we kind of do it kind of the old we've got an old Hessen stacker, which that's kind of different for most people. Most people don't even know what that is. But anyway, we've still got an old Hessen stacker, and that's the way we put up hay for our cattle. They have no strings on them or anything like that, like the typical people see the round bales, but these are a square package, a big square package, 8x14s, and they're pretty tall, and that's what we feed our cows through the winter, and we stack about 75 to 80 of those little stacks every through the summer months.
So hay crop looking pretty good then?
Yes, but as it's like everybody, we should have cut all that hay last week, but you can't... you can't get that all done. That's our problem. And everybody's kind of in that same boat. When you need to be planting beans or finishing up your corn, you should be cutting that hay, because now a lot of that hay is going to seed, and it should have been cut. It gets stemmy, and that first hay crop gets kind of tough on you because you just can't get it all done. And we should have had it cut, but just time wise with the finishing up with some beans last week and the replanting of some corn last week, just can't get it all done. Can't do it all.
Well, that's understandable. You've got a lot to do, David, so we wish you the best of luck, I guess, in getting all of those tasks done.
Well, and one thing I will say, too, I thought this year we got started early, and a lot of people kind of got started earlier there and stuff, and I thought we were going to have a good year like we had last year. We got started extremely early last year and just kept going along on that corn and thought we were going to get along pretty good. But now with all this rain, but the one thing I will say, and I imagine most people don't pay no attention, but the barn swallows this year came back 7 days quicker this year than they did last year. And I thought that meant something. I thought we were going to have a better spring, but I don't know. I think they got fooled or something. So I kind of watched that though, but they came back 7 days quicker this year than they did last year. So they came back on the 7th this year and they were on the 14th last year. And that's a little late for them. Last year was a little late, see? So they're a little more, I guess, back on schedule, I guess. I'll say I've been pretty blessed to be able to farm. My parents still with me, and I the wife and the three kids, and we get along very well, and it's nice to be able to produce food for America. And the other thing is, just everybody just stay safe. I know we're all kind of in the same boat. It's just don't get me wrong, we all complain, and it's going to be a long summer probably, and then of course this late crop, then it's going to make us a late fall, and we just got to be careful and make sure we don't get ourselves hurt out here. And the public just kind of watch us all, and everybody's got to help each other some.
And once again, that report comes from David Hartke of Macoupin County. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.